Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Kuvav. This is today we begin. We're going to begin Mirtz Hashem, the 13th parak of Maseches Zvachim. Let's first finish up the 12th parak of Maseches Zvachim. We're holding in daf Kufay Amid Beis. We are at the two dots toward the bottom of the page in daf Kufay Amid Beis, about 15 lines before the end of the page. So what we've been discussing, the last mission that we had that goes from Kufdal Amid Aleph over to Kufdal Amid Beis, discusses the Tumah that one gets when they deal with the Parim and Asrafim and Seir and Asrafim. And we mentioned, the Mishnah had said that according to the Tanakhama, that Tumah starts as soon as you're Yotze, as soon as you leave the Azara. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, Ein Metam Nachi Yutzas Har Berubad, that the Tumah only begins once the fire starts engulfing most of the Parim and Asrafim or Seir and Asrafim, but not just when you leave the Azara. So Yatsu Eilu Ve'elu. So the Mishnah had said that if everybody's out, everybody who's carrying the parim are out, matam begadim, they're all matam begadim, it's just a matter of going out of the azara that already causes the tumah. So says the Gemara Minani Mili, how do I know this is true? The Tanur Rabban, we have a brisa. Lahalan hu omer chutz l'gimel machnos, by the parim it says chutz l'gimel machnos, kan l'machna achas, over here it's machna achas. It teaches you that once you go outside of the Machna Achas, which is the Azara, those who are Misasik with it are Mitami Begadim. How do I know that this itself is true, that Chutz L'Gimel Machnos by the Parim Tan Rabbanon Votzias Kalapar El Michutz L'Machna Chutz L'Gimel Machnos, that you should bring the par outside of the Machna. That teaches us that the Sreifas HaPar is done outside of all three Machnos. Atomer Chutz L'Gimel Machnos, we know the Machna Achas. How do you know that means it's done outside of all three Machnos? Maybe it's only done outside of Machna Achas, outside of the Azara. So Kshomer B'Para Edo Michutz L'Machna She'in Tzarech Lomar, when it says by Para Eda, Michutz L'Machna, which it doesn't need to say, Sharek Varnemar Kasher Sarav Es HaPar HaRishon, because it already says that you burn it Kasher Sarav Es HaPar HaRishon. As Rashi writes in the first wide line, Shein Tam Lomar Ein Melamed Klum Da'ana Yadana Del Michutz L'Machna Motzino. So we already know that it has to be brought outside of the Machna. D'chsiv B'Parim HaNisraf Mel Shvach Chadash D'chsiv B'Hu El Michutz, because we already have it explicitly by the Parim HaNisrafim. So that's to tell you that there's a second machna that it needs to be brought out of. And when it says Michutz Machna by the Deshen, where it doesn't need to say that either, because it already says Al Shvach Hadash and Yisrof, and that already teaches me outside of the Machna, that's to tell me a third Machna. So the Sreifas HaPar is outside of three Machnos, but the Tumas Begadim happens as soon as you go outside of one Machna. That's how we derive the sheet of the Tanakhama, that as soon as you leave the Azara, the Tumah begins. The Tumah of those who are Osek begins. For Rabbi Shimon who disagreed in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon had said in our Mishnah that it's only once it's Hutzas Ha'or Berubo. So Rabbi Shimon, Ha'imichos Machna Mayavadai. What's Rabbi Shimon going to do with Michutz L'Machna? So he needs it for the following brisa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Nemer Kan Chutz L'Machna. It says by the Par Yom HaKippurim Chutz L'Machna, V'Nemer La'alon, and it says by the Par Aduma Chutz L'Machna. So Mal La'alon Chutz L'Gimel Machnos, Afkan Chutz L'Gimel Machnos. So we darshan that just like by Par by the Par Yom HaKippurim it's Chutz L'Gimel Machnos, so to Par Aduma is also Chutz L'Gimel Machnos. So Mal La'alon the Mizrach Shel Yerushalayim, Afkan the Mizrach Shel Yerushalayim, and just like the Par Aduma is done on the Mizrach of Yerushalayim, it's done to the east of Yerushalayim. It's not just a matter of outside, it's a matter of which direction outside. So it's done to the Mizrach of Yerushalayim. So too, the Par Yom HaKippurim is also the Mizrach of Yerushalayim. Rashi on the bottom, Mala Alon B'Par Aduma B'Mizrach of Yerushalayim D'Chsiv Ba, it says by Par Aduma V'Hiza El Nochach Pnei Ohel Moed. So Alma, what that implies is Omeid B'Mizrach, that you stand toward the east of Yerushalayim Upanav L'Marav Keneged Pischo Shel Heichal, and you face west, meaning back toward the Heichal, Shu B'Kosel Mizrachi U'Pischo L'Mizrach, right, which is on the eastern side, and the opening is on the east. So that's done on the Mizrach of Yerushalayim. So that's what he uses. That's what he uses Michutz L'Machna to come to teach us. Svasemes has a ha'ara, he points out that it seems from the Gemara that the Gzeres Shava is only according to Rabbi Shimon, that holds that Chutz L'Machna is extra. Meaning the Gemara is saying, what does Rabbi Shimon do with Chutz L'Machna? Oh, so we have a Gzer Shava, Par Yom HaKippurim, Par Aduma, and therefore we make a Gzer Shava out of it. Because the word is extra. I mean, it sounds like we're making this Gzer Shava because it's Mufna, because we're not already using Chutz L'Machna to teach us that it's got to be, that the Tuma begins as soon as you go outside of the Azara. So, the Gzer Shava is therefore used to teach us that the Sreifa Sapara is outside of all three Machnos, and we learn from Parah that the Makom of the Sreifa is in Mizrach of Yerushalayim. But according to the Rabbanan, that Darshi Michutz Machna to teach us that as soon as you walk out of the Azara, you're Metame Begadim, so then this Pasuk is not used for Gzer Shava. If the Pasuk is not used for Gzer Shava, what do the Rabbanan hold? The Chora, according to the Rabbanan, Parah Aduma is not burnt Chutz L'Gimel Machnos, because it's not learned from Gzer Shava from Par Yom HaKippurim. Par Yom HaKippurim maybe is Chutz L'Gimel Machnos, but we have no Raya, if you're not going to have this Gzer Shava, that Parah Aduma is going to be Chutz L'Gimel Machnos. And that's so the Sfas Emes writes, and he says it seems that way from the Rambam as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Parah Per Gimel Alacha Aleph writes that the Makom Sreifas HaParah is Michutz L'Harabayis, is outside of the Harabayis. He doesn't say Chutz L'Gimel Machnos. Sounds like you could burn it in Yerushalayim, as long as it's outside of the Harabayis. So it sounds like it's Chutz L'Shnei Machnos, but not Chutz L'Gimel Machnos. So the Kesef of Mishnah on that Rambam says, yeah, when the Rambam says Chutz L'Harabayis, it's Lav Dafka. He really means outside of Shalosh Machnos, because that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says Chutz L'Gimel Machnos. But says Sfas Emes, no, the Rambam is Dafka. From our Sugya Tzmuchach, that it's only according to Rabbi Shimon that the Makom Shreifas HaParah is Chutz L'Gimel Machnos, but according to the Chachamim, we don't learn anywhere that it's Chutz L'Gimel Machnos, and it could be that you're allowed to burn it in Yerushalayim. And maybe the Rambam is being precise in the way he's presenting it. The Chach Nasa and the Olah Shlomo suggest that even according to the Chachamim, the Parah is burnt outside of Shalosh Machnos, even though there's not an extra Michutz L'Machna to teach it to us, because they needed to learn Tumas Begadim, so still you can have a Gzer Shavah even if it's not Mufna, as long as you have a Pircha in it. So it's not a Gzer Shavah Mufna, but maybe the Gzer Shavah would work even according to the Chachamim. So says the Gemara Vayter, El Rabbanan Hecha Sarav Lehu, according to Rabbanan, which direction do you burn it in, meaning if you're not going to hold this Gzer Shava completely, so which direction do you burn it in? Kintetanya, Hecha Nisrafin, Litzafon Yerushalayim, Chutz L'Shalosh Machnos. Where do you burn it? It's in the north of Yerushalayim, outside of Shalosh Machnos. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Abbeis Hadesh Nisrafin. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that it's on the Beis Hadesh. Rashi points out, Sarach Sheyakdim L'Sham Deshen Mizbeach, Sheynikra Kodim L'Chein Makom Shefech Hadeshen. Mechal D'Tanakam L'Tzarach. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that you need to go and have some ashes from the Mizbeach there first, so that it can be called a Beis HaDeshen, and that's where you're going to burn it. But according to the Tanakhama, it sounds like that's not required. So Amar Rava, Man Tana Depalagalei Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who's the one that disagrees with Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we know it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who learned something else from El Shefech HaDeshen, not that you need to have Deshen there before, he learned something else we're going to see in a second. The Tanya, because we have a Braisa, Al Shefech HaDeshen Yisrof, Shehei Sham Deshen. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that there needs to already be Deshen there. You need to prepare some ashes there. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, she mekomo meshufach. No, it means that it has to be on an incline. It has to be in a place that's mekomo meshufach. Shefach hadeshen means a place that's on a slant. If you look at Rashi, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, yidom lo ashmina al shefach ela, she yehe mekomo madron, she deshano mishtapech. That the deshen should be able to spill down. So amle abaye dilma b'mekomo meshufach. Pligi. Abai says, no, how do you know that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is disagreeing with Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Maybe Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov also agrees that there needs to be deshen there before, and they just happen to be arguing, do you also need Mekoma Meshufach? Fine. Tan Rabbanan. Hasorif mitame begadim, veloa metzis asa'ar mitame begadim, veloa mesader samarach mitame begadim. The one who burns the para is mitame begadim. The one who's involved in the sreifa of the para is mitame begadim, or anyone who helps in the sreifa is mitame begadim. But the person who lights the match is not mitame begadim, nor is the person who sets up the wood upon which they're going to burn it mitame begadim. Vezu hasorif. So how do you define sorif? Hamisayeya b'shas sreifa. Someone who helps out while it's actually being burnt. Yachal af mishanasu efer metame begadim. Same, I think, even if you only start helping out after it's already turned to ashes, that you're also metame begadim. Tamalomar osam. Osam metame begadim mishanasu efer metame begadim. That's why Pasuk says osam, to tell me, no, only people who are involved while it's being burnt are metame begadim. But if your involvement only begins at the time where it's nasa efer, well, then it's not metame begadim anymore. Rabbi Shimon omer, osam metame begadim nitach habasar ein metame begadim. No, it's not coming to be mema'et. When it turns to ash, it's coming to be mema'et when the basar is no longer, when the basar loses its sura, when it's when it becomes totally charred. As soon as the basar becomes totally charred, if that's when your involvement begins, you're not metame begadim. My benayu, what's the nafkamina between the two deos, whether it's when it becomes afar or efer, whether it's when it becomes totally charred? Amarav, ikib benayu, deshav yecharucha. Nafkamina is if you turn it into a hard rock piece of coal, meaning it hasn't burnt to the point where it's ashes, but it's burnt to the point where it's a totally charred animal. It's totally a black charred animal. So according to Rabbi Shimon, if your involvement begins at that point, so you're already not metame begadim, but according to the Tanakama, if your involvement begins at that point, you still are metame begadim. It were only memait if it became Afer that you're not going to be metame begadim. Fine. Hadron lach tful yom, that's the end of parak tful yom. Now we begin the 13th parak of Masechet Zvachim, which deals with Shchut Echutz, deals with the Isser of Shechting Kachim outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Mishnah, Hashochet va'amal lebechutz, chayv al shchita v'chayv al ala'a. If a person shechts and is male bechutz, he both shechts the animal and he brings it up on a bama of some sort outside of the Beis HaMikdash, so you chayv for both. Each of them is a separate Isser. You chayv on the shchita and you chayv on the ala'a. Rashi says, shein shnei gufei aveira. These are two separate averos, the travayuk sivi asher yishchat v'asher yale. It says they're both written in the Torah. There's an isser asher yishchat and there's an isser of asher yale. So the point is, even though after you shechted, the chiddush is, as we're going to see in the Mishnah, the chiddush of the shita of the Tanakama that you chayv twice over here is that once you shechted b'chutz, it's not a valid korban. And normally you're only chayv for halah b'chutz on something that would otherwise be a valid karban. If you're malah something that would otherwise not be a valid karban, it's not called halah b'chutz. So it's a chiddush to say that even after you did shchut echutz, you shechted it outside, where you invalidated it as a karban, that you're still going to be chayiv for halah b'chutz. That's the reason. So the way the Tanakhama understands it is the Torah is being marbe, that halah includes a karban whose only invalidation is the fact that it was nishchat b'chutz. So the Sfasem says, based on that, it's possible that only when it's the same guy that shechted it, that's mala it, are you going to be chayiv twice. But let's say you have Reuven shechts the karban b'chutz, and Shimon is mala the karban. Maybe the Torah is not mechadesh that Shimon is going to be chayiv. Maybe Shimon is not going to be chayiv, because what Shimon dealt when Shimon started with it, it was an invalid karban already, because Reuven had already shechted it b'chutz. So maybe Shimon is not going to be chayiv on Allah, because he wasn't mala something that was roi lehevi b'fnim, something that was right to be mala b'fnim. However, Sfasemus points out that as much as that sounds logical to him, Rashi in his Perush al Torah clearly disagrees. Rashi in his Perush al Torah writes explicitly in Vayikra, Perek Yudzayin, Pasuk Ches, and we're going to see Rashi in 5-6 days from now also, later on in this Masechta, says very clearly that even if Reuven shechted and Shimon was Mala, Shimon is Chayiv on the Halo'a Bachutz. So anyway, but that the Shita of Tanakama is you could be Chayiv both for the Shechita and for the Ha'ala'a on the same animal. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Shachat Bifnim Behela Bachutz, very important girsa change in the Mesaras HaShas, chayiv. He adds in the word chayiv. The Mishnah cannot make sense without that word. Shachat b'fnim v'hela b'chutz. He says that if you shecht it inside and you're mala it outside, then you're going to be chayiv on the ha'ala'a. Because then you've been mala something that was ro'i b'fnim. So then you're going to be chayiv on the hala'a. But shachat b'chutz v'hela b'chutz. If you do everything outside, like the case that Tanakama gave, Potter. Then your potter shlo hella eladavar pasul, because by the time you were mala it, you were being mala something that itself is a davar pasul. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Amru lo, the Chacham say back to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, wait a second. Af hashochi pifnim malabuchutz kiven shotzio paslo. I mean, if you think of it, if your logic is that you can't be chayif being malabuchutz anything that has any sort of psul, even if the psul was incurred through this very iser of doing things bachutz, well then guess what? You will never have a case of halal bachutz, because even if you shechted it bifnim and you're malit bachutz, well the second you brought it outside, you pasled it. It was a psul yotze. So anyway, you pasled it. So how could you be chayiv for the halal ever? So that's ridiculous. So just like obviously, even though there's a psul yotze on it, you could be chayiv for the halal. So too, even though you shechted it bachutz, you could be chayiv for the halal. That's the opinion of the Tanakama. So that's the Machlokas Tanakama versus Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Now the Sefer Achinuch writes that someone who shochet umal b'chutz is chayv al shchita and chayv al aliyah. And he says, what does aliyah mean? Aliyah means sreifa ba'esh. The Sefer Achinuch in mitzvah kuf pei vav, aliyah means burning, meaning actually, aliyah is a misleading word. Ha'ala'a, one would assume, means just putting it up on a bama, on a mizbeach of some sort, and that is the chiyuv of ha'ala'a. Says Sefer Achinuch, not so. Putting it up somewhere is not ha'ala'a. Ha'ala'a means burning it. The etzem halal, gabi ha'mizbeach, b'chutz is not included in the isser of halal's chutz. It's only burning in the esh b'chutz that it's included in the isser. The Aruch Liner is mesupik about this. He says, what's the din if one person is malah the evarim on the mizbeach that he made b'chutz and he doesn't actually light the fire, and then another person comes and lights the fire? Who's the one that's chayiv for halal b'chutz? Maybe the mala should be chayiv for just being mala, like the last lash of the pasuk. Yisham lecha pen ta'ala olosecha b'kol makom asher tireh. So it sounds like he should be chayiv just for being mala alone. So this is a very detailed discussion that the Achronim have in the Medayik, in the words of the Rishonim, what exactly you're chayiv for. Rashi in Yevamos writes that for Allah levada, for Allah alone you're chayiv, because Rashi says, but when it comes to Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, when Eliyahu brought the korban Bahar HaKarmel, when he challenged the Nevi'ei Abal, it was a Hora Shah that Eliyahu was allowed to bring a korban on Har HaKarmel. So what was the Hora Shah? So Rashi says, well, it was a violation of Shchitas, it was a violation not only of Shchitas Chutz, but even on Ha'Allah's Chutz. Now wait a second, did Eliyahu burn anything? Eliyahu didn't do the burning. The story goes, he put he was mala the animal, and the fire came down from Shemayim. And yet Rashi says that it was a violation both of, meaning it's a harasha, he was allowed to do it, but it was a violation of shchitas chutz and ha'alah aschutz. Apparently, even though he didn't do the actual burning. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, when it describes the ma'aseh with Eliyahu, Rambam describes what hara asha is, what hara asha is all about. The Rambam in Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, writes, "V'chein lamanu michacham rishonu mipi hashmua, b'kol im yomer l'cha navi avor al divrei Torah k'Eliyahu bar Karmel." And whenever a navi tells you, go and violate the Torah like Eliyahu said on Har Karmel, shemalo, you should listen to him, chutz mi avodas kuchavim, unless he tells you to do avodas zara. V'hu sheyia dover l'fi sha'a, provided he doesn't tell you to do it permanently. If he tells you as a one-time thing, if a navi were to come and tell you that I have a nevuah from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he proves with mofsim and with osos and everything else that you have to from now on never wear tefillin or have five parshios in your tefillin or something like that, that navi is chayv misa. You would not listen to him. But if he tells you today you shouldn't wear tefillin, then you listen to him because it's hara shah. Kigon Eliyahu bar Karmel shehikrav ol b'chutz v'Yerushalayim nevcheres l'kach. Eliyahu was makrav nola b'chutz, even though Yerushalayim is the place that was chosen. V'amakrav b'chutz chayiv kares, and if you're makrav, you're chayiv kares. U'mepreishu navi mitzvah l'shmar Allah, but because he's a navi, we listen to him. V'gam b'zeh namar elav tishmaun. V'ilu shalu as Eliyahu v'amal lo, and if we would have been able to interview Eliyahu and asked him, how can you violate what it says in the Torah that you're not allowed to do shchutei chutz? Omer lo namer ela makrav b'chutz li olam chayiv kares k'mo shetziv Moshe. Aval ani akrav hayom b'chutz b'dvar Hashem k'dei lahachish nevi'ei Abal. You're chayiv kares if you do this because you think it's mutter. It's because you're trying to make it a permanent din. I'm only doing it as a rasha. That's the Rambam. Now, which pasuk does the Rambam quote when he describes what the isser is? he describes the pasuk that relates to ha'ala'a schutz. So apparently the Rambam also understands that ha'ala'a schutz involves just putting the animal up on a mizbeach, even without an actual sreifa. So you see, even though the Eish was Yorid Min HaShemayim, that was enough to violate Ha'alah Aschot. So it seems that the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam both is that you don't actually need the Sreifa against the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch seems that it's Sreifa that defines the Ha'alah Aschot. Truth is, we do find several places that in the Mikdash, the Etzem Ha'alah As HaNektarim, actually just putting up on the Mizbeach, those things that need to be burnt, have a din of Ha'alah, that they have a din of tchilas haktara. It's considered to be a part of the avoda of burning. The Gemara Menachos and Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph says, "Boy Rav Mari Chimtza, if the kabar mincha, which has to be brought as matzah, cannot be chametz, became chametz, berosho shal mizbeach." Let's say it becomes chametz when it's up on the mizbeach. The Gemara asks, "What's the din?" Asher takrivu amar achmanava ikrava odim mechusar haktara kumechusar ma'isa dami. The Gemara says, "Do we assume that it's already hukrav and therefore?" Or you could leave it there, or do we say no? The mechusar aktara means that it's mechusar maisa because it hasn't been burnt. So Mikdash David says, you see from there that even before the eish is put there, it's still considered the tchilas aktara. So the question is it still mechusar maisa because it needs something else? But it's still called the tchilas aktara just by being put in the place where ultimately it's going to be. It's going to be burnt. The Brisker Rav is mechadesh that the yisod of shchitas chutz is different than the yisod of ha'alah chutz. The Brisker Rav writes that the shchitas chutz is mitzah the etzem maisa shchita, meaning the isra of shchitas chutz is not an isra of doing an avoda b'chutz. The isra of ha'alah b'chutz is an isra of doing an avoda b'chutz. Says, what difference does it make how you call it? Call it an avoda, call it shchita. Let's say you shecht an oaf b'chutz. Now, an oaf in the Mikdash is not shechted. You do malik on an oaf. So the avodah is not b'shchita. So he says, if you shecht an oaf b'chutz, you're chayiv. Because the nature of the yisra of shchita b'chutz is not that you're doing an avodah b'chutz, it's that you're doing a maisa shchita b'chutz. Just a maisa shchita alone is its own yisra. Halal b'chutz is the din of doing an avodah. That's the issue of doing an avodah b'chutz. Okay, let's see the Gemara now. The Mishnah, which says, let me finish the Mishnah. Second half of the Mishnah doesn't really have anything to do with our discussion. It just has a similar format to the machlokas in the first half of the Mishnah, so we mention it here. Hatame sha'achal bein kodesh tame bein kodesh tahar chayiv. If a tame person eats kodesh, whether the food itself, the kodesh, the hegdish food, is tame or tahar, he's going to be chayiv. Meaning even a tame person who's eating tame food is going to be chayiv, even though he's not ruining the food's already ruined. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, tame shachal tahar chayiv. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, no, if a tame person's eating tahar, he's chayiv, because it has to be that everything else is right, except for the fact that he's tame. That's when he's going to be chayiv. But if a tame shachal tame, pater, shlochal el dover tame. But a tame person eating tame kodesh food is going to be pater because he's not ruining the food. He's eating something that otherwise isn't ra'oi anyway. Very similar to Rabbi Yossi Glili's opinion about halal b'chutz, that if you're being mala b'chutz, an animal that already was ruined by having shchita b'chutz, so it's already ruined. It's not. You're not going to be chayiv for that. So Amalah the Chum said back to Rabbi Yossi Glili, similar to what they said back in our case. Af tame shachal satar kiven shenagabo tim uhu. A tame person eats something that's tahar. So as soon as he touches it, he's metame it. So you're going to tell me that any time it's already been ruined previously, that it's automatically not going to be chayiv. Any case of a tame eats tahar, he touches it, he's automatically metame it. V'tar shachal tame pater, sheinu chayiv al tumas haguf. But a tahar that eats tame food is pater, because you're only chayiv when there is tumas haguf. Now there is a discussion in the Rishonim. We know the halacha is that in order for food to transmit tumah to something else, you need a kibetza of food. You need a sheer kibetza in order to transmit tumah to something else. There is a machlokas rishonim, however, for food to receive tumah, the sheer of ochel for kabbalas tumah. How big does the food have to be in order to have kabbalas tumah? Shitas Rashi is that even though for to be metame other things, you need a sheer kibetza, to be mekabel tumah, even ochel kol shehu could be mekabel tumah. There is no sheer, it could be even a very small amount of food that could be mekabel tumah. Rabbeinu Tam, however, holds that even for kabbalas tumah, you need a sheer kibetza. That just like in order to transfer food, to transfer tumah to something else, to impart tumah on something else, it needs to be a kibetza. So too for food itself to become tameh, it needs to be a kibetza of food. So the Achronim of here ask, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that ochel pachos mekibetza cannot be mekabel tumah, what exactly are the Chacham saying to Rabbi Yossi Aglili over here? They're saying, well, any time you're going to eat the food anyway, any time a tameh person is eating kodesh, anyway, he's automatically metameh the food because he's touching it. How much are you chayiv for when you eat, when you're a tameh person eating kodesh? It's like any other machalos asuros. You chayiv when you eat a kezayis. Kezayis is less than a kibetza. So you could be touching it, but it's less than a kibetza. According to Rabbeinu Tam, how does he understand this argument of the Chachamim? The Chachamim say, oh, by definition, you're being metami. Rabbi Yossi Aglili could respond, according to Rabbeinu Tam, no, by definition, you're not being metami. You're touching a kezayis of food. You're only food would only contract tumah if you touch a kibetza of the food. Over here, you're only touching kezayis, because that's the amount that it would take in order to be chayiv for a tamei person eating kodesh. So so some of the achronim suggest, maybe you can answer, the Rashash and the Shara Melech, they suggest that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, that ochel pachas mekabetza is not mekabel tumah, nevertheless, maybe that's only din by chulin. But by kachim, we find that there are different rules in regards to tumah by kachim. We find the concept of chibas hakodesh, that the fact that kachim are so chashuv, they're so chaviv, that kachim play by different rules. For instance, chibas hakodesh is machshir in ochel, that's not roi la'achila. Normally, eitzim, levona, things like that are not mekabel tumah. But chibas hakodesh makes eitzim and levona be mekabel tumah. Also, chibas hakodesh serves in place of hechshir lekabel tumah. Normally, you need to come in contact with one of the liquids in order for it to be hechshir lekabel tumah. Chibas HaKodesh circumvents the requirement of hechshir lekabel tumah. So this is maybe the same thing is true with the shear. Normally, in order for food to become tame, it needs a chashuv shear, kibetza. But we're dealing with machal kodesh over here. Maybe because it's so chashuv by virtue of the fact that it's kodesh, you don't need such a chashuv shear, and it's metame even less than kibetza. Maybe even according to Rabbeinu Tam, we can say something like that. Okay, says the Gemara, Bishlam ha'ala ksiv onesh ksiv asara. I understand very well, when you're mal ha'bachutz, there's an onesh written in the Torah, and there's an asara written in the Torah. Onesh t'ksiv el p'schol ma'i lo'i v'yu, asara t'ksiv yisham l'cha pen t'halo l'secha. V'chiyod ha'amar ha'yavin ha'amar ha'lazer, kol makam shamar yisham pen v'al einu el losase. And how do I know that that's an asara? Because whenever you have yishamar pen or al, it always implies a losase. El shchita, but what about shchita? Bishlama onesh t'ksiv el p'schol ma'i lo'i v'yu. I understand the onesh by shchita that says el p'schol ma'i lo'i v'yu. El ashara minalan, where do we find an ashara for shchita schutz? So the Gemara is going to have several suggestions. How do I know ashara? As Rashi says, "Al asar minalan de kamechayvinan le'alea chatas shein chatas ba'a ella alav v'kareis," meaning what the Gemara is asking, according to Rashi, is how do I know that you're chayiv a korban, that you're going to be chayiv a korban, that you have an asara through which you can be chayiv a korban for shchut echutz? That's a chiddush in Rashi. Others say that chayiv korban chatos doesn't require asara. The Gemara's question of asara minalan is going on the is not going on the Mishnah where we say that you're chayiv a korban chatos. It's going on what the Gemara says in Maseches Makos, that you're chayiv malkus on shchut echutz. Because if you're chayiv malkus, you need an asara also. But it's not so pashut what Rashi's saying over here, that in order to be chayiv a korban, you need both an onesh and asara. Everyone agrees that for chiv kares you don't need an onesh. Also, you just need you don't need asara. You just need onesh. You only need the Torah to tell you chayiv kares. You don't need a separate pasuk to serve as an asara. And the reason everyone agrees to that is because by Pesach and Mila there is no asara. There are mitzvahs asay. So there is no asara. There's no los asay. And yet we see that you're chayiv kares. So when it comes, there are three elements to shchut echutz. There's the fact that you can be chayiv malkus. If you do it b'shogeg, you chayv kares. If you do it b'mezin, and you chayv a korban. So which of those three elements is the Gemara asking about is a subject to debate. What's not debatable is it's not asking about kares. We know kares doesn't need an asara, but machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here discusses also what exactly the issue is. Is it an issue of korban or is it an issue of malchus? So let's assume like Rashi. For now that we're asking about where do we find an asara in order that a person could be chayv a korban for shchut Shutei Chutz. So says the Gemara as follows. Amar Krav, first attempt. V'lo yizbuchu od. Pasuk says v'lo yizbuchu od. And that's your ashara. So hami by Leichel Rav Elazar. Says the Gemara, no, that's no good. I already need that pasuk for Rav Elazar. Damar minayin lezaveich behem lemar kulis shul chayiv. Because Rav Elazar says, how do I know that if a person shechts a behema to Markulis that you're chayiv? Now Markulis is a type of Avodah Zarah that was a series of rocks. It was a pile of rocks. And the way that you would be over that Avodah Zarah is by throwing more rocks on it. So it's by stoning it. It's derech bizayon is the derech avoda. How do I know if you do something that's not the derech avoda, like shechting an animal to Markulis, that's not the way. That's, you're doing it all wrong. If you're shechting an animal to Markulis, the Kohane Markulis will probably correct you and tell you that you're doing everything wrong. How do I know you're still chayiv? Tichsiv l'yuz b'chor esavcheim. It's that pasuk. Emenu l'ni l'kadarka, tichsiv eicha yavdu, t'meinu l'ni l'shalo kadarka. So if it's not talking about kedarka, it must be talking about shalok kedarka. So therefore you see that even shalok kedarka, you're chayiv for being zoveach l'markulis. That is possibility number one, and is now rejected, right? We had possibility number one is v'lo yizbuchu od, is the source for the ashara for shchut echutz. So Amar Rabba Kari Bey, Rabba says no. Here's another possibility, same possibility. Really, we're just refining it a little bit. V'lo yizbuchu v'kari bey v'lo od. There are separate words in the pasuk. V'lo yizbuchu may be teaching me about Markulis. Ode might be teaching me about the ashara for shchut echutz. So says Imarna akati by Tanya. We still need the pasuk for something else. Ad kanu medabru katzim shekdishim b'shashis rabamos rukiv b'shashis rabamos. That the pasuk of liyizbuchu is talking about something that you were makdish when bamos were aser and you were makriv when bamos are aser. Sharei onchan amur vel pesach olmoid. And there you have an onesh. That's what the pasuk is talking about. That's where you have such an onesh. Ashara d'chsiv yisham lecha pental olasechan. You have such an asara. Mikan ve'elach b'zvachim shekdishim b'shashis heter abamos v'kriv b'shashis rabamos. So what about and after that in the pasuk, then it shifts to start talking about karbonos that you're makdish when bamos were mutter and you're makriv at a shas iser bamos. Shnemer l'man asher yaviu b'nei sol zivcheim asher him zovchim zvachim sheitarti l'cha kvar al p'nei asadeh. We dash, and that means those karbonos that already had a shas heter, meaning you were makdish them at a shas heter bamos. Lom l'cha zovech b'shas iser bamos mala alav akasuv kilu hikrav al p'nei asadeh. That if you shecht when it's a Zman Isra Bamos, even if you're makdish at a Shas Heter Bamos, it's still as if you're makrav al Pnei Asada, as if you're makrav out in the middle of nowhere, and it's invalid. Ve'evil Mashem, Zumitzu Sasei, Lo Sasei Minayin. How do I know that there's a Lo Sasei in being makrav such animals? Tamalomar, Ve'lo Yizbichu Od. There's the Pasuk. So you see, you need the Pasuk to teach me a Lo Sasei. Yachol Ye'enosh Karis, I might think that you chayv Karis, Tamalomar, Chukas Olam, Tiazos Lem, Ledorosam. Zoslahem lo acheres lahem tells me that a miyut that you're not chayiv kares. So when you were makdish it b'shas heter bamos and you makrovit b'shas iser bamos. But bottom line is we already need the pasuk and the ode in the pasuk, so we can't use it to teach me the ashara for shchut echutz. So now we're up to suggestion number two or three, depending how you count the first two. If the second one was just refining the first one, whatever. Let's count this one as two. Ella Amar Kalvachomer, Amar or somebody, Kalvachomer. You have to look all around. The different Abaye according to the Masoras HaShas, Abaye according to the Bach, and there's a third one there somewhere. So there was Shittim glad to say, also Abaye? Yeah, Amar Abaye. So they take out Rabbi Yavin. So Amar Abaye, Kalvachomer. So all three for three, they all change it to Abaye. So Abaye says, how do I know Ashara for Shchut Echutz? It's a Kalvachomer! Kalvachomer creates the ashara. Uma b'makom shalo anash, his here, if in a situation where there's no onesh, like kachim that you were makdish b'shas heter bamos, where there's no onesh, kares, we just got through saying, still there's an ashara. Makom she'onash einu din she'is here. So in a place where there is a chiyuv kares, when you're makdish b'shas iser bamos, and you do everything b'shas iser bamos, all the more so that there's an ashara. So how do I know the ashara? Where's the pasuk? It's not pasuk. It's kalvachomer. Lamalikra. Right? I don't need a pasuk. I have a kalvachomer that teaches me the ashara. The Gemara is going to say at the bottom, well, we have a rule that ain masirim min adin, but we'll get to that. So Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi. Ravina says Ravashi im kain. If you're going to say that you could just use kalvachomers to create an ashara, lo yomer lav b'chelev. We shouldn't need an ashara for the isra of chelev. V'tesi kalvachomer min nevela. We should learn it out as a kalvachomer from the isra of nevela in the following way. Ma nevela shlo anash his here. If by nevela where where you're not gonna be chayiv kares for eating nevela. Nevertheless, we have an ashara by nevela. Chelev shan showing the dishes here. So chelev, where there is an onesh of kares, so all the more so there should be an ashara. So I shouldn't need a pasuk to give me an ashara. I have a kavach chomer to give me an ashara by chelev, according to your logic that you can be masirin min adin. So also the kamei Rava, they brought this comment in front of Rava. Amalei min nevela nami lo asya dika lemifrach mal nevela sheken metame. No, you can't learn it from nevela. You can't have a kavach chomer from nevela because nevela has a chumra that chelev doesn't. Nevela is metame tumas nevela. Chelev doesn't have any unique form of tuma. Nevela is metame b'masa. Nevela is metame on a very high level. Chelev, you don't have any such tuma. So nevela has such a chumra, you can't learn the ashara from nevela. Okay, but in theory, we could still learn an ashara from a kal v'chomer. So why don't I learn it from mishratim tumayim? That shratim tumayim, again, is similar to nevela in the sense that there's no onesh of kares, and yet there's an ashara, and so we should say kal v'chomer chelev, which has an onesh kares, well, the more so should have an ashara. So the Gemara is going to keep on doing this, going to keep on giving different suggestions of where the ashara of chelev could be learnt from until we reject each and every one of the suggestions. We're saying if you're able to learn, because right now we're still pounding away at the idea that you can use a kal v'chomer as a source of an ashara. So we're saying, really, if you can, why don't we do it for chelev? What the suggested source that asara is going to be five different suggestions. So now we're saying, oh, shratzim tameim, that's a good place to start. Shratzim that are tame. Mal shratzim tameim, shratzim tame b'mashu. No, shratzim that are tame are metame b'mashu. Their tumah is b'kadasha. Chelev is only metame b'kazayis. So you can't learn from shratzim tameim. Okay, mi shratzim tahorim. Why don't we learn from shratzim tahorim? Shratzim tahorim means shratzim that aren't metame, like tzvardeya, nimala, but they themselves are usur. You're not allowed to eat a frog. So shratzim tahorim. So mal shratzim tahorim sheyisurim b'mashu. No, shratzim tahorim, the yisur is b'mashu. Eating it, you violated even pachs mikzayis, even just b'mashu, as opposed to chelev. Okay, why don't we learn arla v'kilei akerem? You're only chayv when you eat a kazayis of arla and kilei akerem, so we should learn that if arla and kilei akerem, where there's no onesh kares, still there's an ashara, so kal v'chomer chelev doesn't need an asara. We have an asara from a kavul chomer. No, marla of kilei kerem shekein yisurim bana. Arla and kilei kerem have their own chumra. They're asar bana. Chelev is not asar bana. Okay, mishvius. Why don't I learn from shmitah produce, which itself is not asar bana? Mal shvius shekein tofes d'mea. But shmitah produce has its own chumra, that it's tofes the damim. That when you pay money for it, the money now has kedusha shvius. We don't have that by chelev. Okay, mitruma. Why don't I learn from truma, where it's not tofes the damim? Because truma is not hutar michlala, meaning chelev has an exception. Truma doesn't have an exception. Chelev of a chaya is mutar. It's only chelev of a behema that's aser. So chelev has an exception to the rule. Truma doesn't have an exception to the rule, and therefore truma has a chumra that chelev doesn't have. So you can't learn a kal v'chomer of the ashara of chelev from truma. Mikulunami sheken lo hutar michlala. And the truth is, all of them, you could have said the same thing. All of the suggestions we just gave, you could have just said that it's still hutar michlala and that none of them have exceptions. Chelev does have an exception, and that's why chelev cannot be learned from a kal v'chomer from any of the others. So bottom line is, we suggested that where should the ashara come from for shchut echutz, the ashara should come from a kal v'chomer. We said, but wait a second, if asharas could come from a kal v'chomer, why don't you learn the ashara of chelev from a kal v'chomer? And we've answered no, because there's no way to learn the ashara of chelev from a kal v'chomer. So we're back to accepting the original answer that the ashara of shchut echutz can come from a kal v'chomer. Amar Rava, ikash liha kash li. Rava says, if I've got a problem, here's my problem. Hadan on pesach mila mitzvah sasei, that which we say pesach mila or mitzvah sasei, and there's no lo sasei involved. If you can learn an asara from a kal v'chomer, why don't we learn that Pesach and Mila have an asara, that they're actually a lo sasei, even though the Torah never says a lo sasei, just based on a kal v'chomer. Tasei v'kal v'chomer mi mosir. Ma mosir shlo onesh, he's here. Just like when you leave over a karban, there's no onesh, and yet there's asara, there's an asara, there's a lo sasei, Pesach and Mila shonesh, and udish is here. So Pesach and Mila, where there is an onesh kares, so all the more so, there should be an asara. So that's it. If you're able to learn from a kal v'chomer, then Pesach and Mila should also have an asara. We shouldn't always call it an asay. It's really a los asay. So Amar Rav Ashi, Amrisa L'Shemaita, Kamed Rav Kahana, Va'amar Li, Mimosir Lo Asya, you can't learn it from a Kal V'chomer of Mosir, Dikal L'mifra K'mal L'mosir Shekin In Lo Takana, Tomer Pesach Yesh Lo Takana, because Mosir, there's no Takana, once you're Mosir, it's no Sar, and there's no way to fix it, but Pesach has a Takana, and because Pesach has a Takana, that's why it's you can't learn a Kal V'chomer from Mosir. So says the Rav Chi Masir Min Adin, Afilu Mani Aronsh Min Adin, Ein Masir Min Adin. No, we reject possibility number two of learning the Ashara for Shchutei Chutz from a Kal V'chomer because you're not allowed to learn Asharos from a Kal V'chomer at all. So the Gemara is going to go on to give possibilities three and four, just an interesting discussion over here about what it means that Pesach is Ein Lo Takana. The Gemara doesn't say anything about Mila. Is Mila considered something that is Yesh Lo Takana or not? If a person does Mila a day late, is that called that he's Misakin the Mila? Probably Tali in the Machlokas, Rambam and Ravid, when you're Chayiv Kares for Mila. Is it like the Ravid says each and every day that you don't have a Mila, it's a new Chayiv Kares? Or is it like the Rambam says, if you die at the end of your life and you still haven't done a Mila, then you've been Mevatel the Mitzvah Saseh. So if according to the Rambam, it's Yesh Lo Takana, according to the Ravid, Lechora, it's Ein Lo Takana. Okay, we'll pick up from the third answer tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.